Hello, everybody. We are back with Campus Corner, brought to you live by Hub and Any Man.
We're so glad you've tuned in today because we have a great topic to discuss with you. Go ahead, Hub, let them know what this episode is called.
This episode is called "The Person That You're Calling Is Unavailable Right Now. Please leave a message."
Yep, you heard it here first. We'll be discussing how much, or should I say, how little, Carleton students know about the supports available on campus.
Sure, they might be available, but are they helpful?
Guess that's what we're gonna have to find out on this exclusive episode of
Campus Corner.
This is how we do.
Well, we've looked at the data available, sorted it into a few themes. I've got food security, mental health, and academic support, which are what students are saying matters to them most.
So, what are the students saying then, Evan?
Well, let's take it one step at a time, Helen. Students seem to think that university is really stressful. Big surprise there. As a result, they're not eating. What do you think about that?
What I think about that is, by them not eating properly, how are they able to focus on their studies?
See, that's the problem right there. The fact that they're not eating means that they're not focusing on their studies. How can you concentrate on geometry and engineering when you haven't eaten in 3 days and your cupboard's empty?
We both know how it is being a student. We pay our tuition, textbooks, and then student fees. So what else are we gonna have left? Obviously, our cupboards are going to be empty.
But do students know that we have services such as a food center available at CUSA? They give out food for free. Why are students unaware of this?
I don't know. I think that CUSA needs to do a lot more publicity on the services that they offer. That way that the students can benefit from these services. Our data indicates that there were volunteers at CUSA who aren't aware that services such as the food center is ran by CUSA themselves.
That's crazy. It sounds like CUSA needs more publicity. I mean, they're out here giving free food to students who need it.
That's a fact. They have programs such as the Good Food Box program, which they are able to provide students with a box of fresh produce. And they also have the Emergency Food Assistance program, where students can request a hamper of food.
So you know what that means? If students' stomachs are full, then that means that they can finally concentrate on what's important in university, which is obviously school and your studies, right? You can't concentrate if your stomach is empty during class.
I'm glad that CUSA is aware of this, and I just feel like they need to advertise it more.
Yeah, definitely, because it's like, you know, everyone knows food banks exist, but no one knows that a food bank exists right in your campus, right? Yes. So, as we said before, when you are hungry, you can't focus on school. This leads into our second topic, which is academic studies. A lot of students are having difficulties with their studies at Carleton, such as accessing academic officers and departments, and, you know, just doing the basic things that a student should do when they're, you know, trying to talk to who's in charge. It's kind of difficult to find out who's in charge with the bureaucracy and the middlemen.
Yeah, a lot of students have said that they're always being put into contact with a so-called middleman. Mm-hmm. And by this, what is meant is that they're not getting the direct source that can provide them with assistance with their problem.
Yeah, especially like a student right here says that there's writing support in the library, but what does that mean? I mean, that really rung true for me because it's like, you know, they're telling you about these services, but they're not telling me how I can access them, how I can use them, because you can tell me that I can go to the library and use the what is it, the resource desk that they have, the reserve desk. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where the reserve desk is. I don't know who runs the reserve desk. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I need. Like, I can show up there and not bring my student card, and they'll be like, bring your student card.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, more information is needed, obviously, when it comes to, like, the resources that we have and, you know, how to use them.
But don't worry, it's not all bad news. Students have said that once they access the services, they find it to be extremely helpful.
I know, because it's like Carleton has a lot of services out there. And, you know, once you know about them, they're extremely useful. I mean, like, one student talked about how you can go to the library help desk and ask them to help find articles for you.
Yeah.
And, like, another student mentioned how you can, like, go to the writing center and they can help edit your article or your... like your essay.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, these resources are all there and we all pay for them, so like, why wouldn't you know about them, why wouldn't you use them, right?
So academic advisors, let's talk about them. Most students, I believe, are, well, especially if you're in first year, I feel like there's always that kind of scared, intimidated feeling that you get. But I believe that once you access a student advisor or academic advisor, they really do help guide your academic journey throughout university.
Yeah, like on my first day, I remember, like, I was, it was like the first day of class where they introduce you to everybody in your department, and they introduced us to our academic advisor, and she was really nice, and she gave us her name and her number, and she told us to come ask her whenever we needed help with anything. So I feel like academic advisors are there to help you, right? They're paid to help you. So I know that we've had some students say that they are a little bit useless, but once you get into the flow of things and you, like, have specific questions, go to your academic advisor with those questions and they will do their best to answer them, because obviously they want the best for you, right? They're not working against you.
Yes, totally. Also, I feel like with academic advisors, they also are a big help when it comes to a student receiving an academic warning.
Yeah.
So for the viewers listening, academic warning is when you fall below the grade average. And so what academic advisors do to help you is they put you on the right track by, well, first figuring out why you're on academic warning. And reasons could be, can include, like, mental health issues, or maybe you just have a problem with procrastination and time management. But they give you a plan, or, well, they help you build a plan. And this is, I've heard, is a great help with a lot of students.
Yeah, definitely, because once you are under a lot of mental strain, sometimes professors can be a little bit standoffish, you know, distant. You don't want to approach them about stuff like that. Yeah. So an academic advisor is obviously, like, your next step when it comes to helping you with stuff like that, which leads us into our next topic, which is
mental health.
Exactly. And, you know, mental health has always been a big discussion in schools and stuff like that. You know, not just in school, but obviously we're in school right now.
Yes.
Everyone knows how much of a toll university can take on your mental health. Yeah. Right?
Exam seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it could be a lot. It can really be a lot, especially when you're dealing with school and then you're also dealing with things at home and work and all types of things. So it can be very stressful.
What are, like, our students saying about, what are they complaining about when it comes to mental health here at Carleton?
So let's start off with first year students. So I feel like your first year, or even your second year, you're still in the transitioning stage where you're trying to figure out, like, the services, you're trying to figure out the campus and what is where. A lot of students have said during this time it's when they need the support the most, which I totally agree with. It can be a very stressful time, and it can really take a toll on you.
And what a lot of students are saying is that, like, there are wait times to access these mental health services, because they do exist at Carleton. Mm-hmm. It just takes a long time to get there, especially with, you know, wait lists. Like, I remember trying to book an appointment with a doctor, and I had to wait, like, almost a month before I could get to see the doctor.
Yeah.
So if that when it comes to your physical health, if that's how long you're taking, imagine how long it takes when it comes to your mental health.
Yeah. Students were saying that we should really make mental health the main focus here during university. I feel like that is a great point, because without having a stable state of mind and a good mental health, you won't be able to focus on anything else.
Exactly. And one thing I've noticed about students' experiences here at Carleton, especially when it comes to mental health, is how welcomed you feel, right? How many friends you make. So a big thing when it comes to making friends is meeting them, right? And yes. Like when it comes to university, I feel like it's a lot more isolating than it is in high school. Mm-hmm. So how do you go about meeting friends when you're in university?
Well, in university, there are a lot of clubs, and there's froshes.
Yeah. Like, frosh is like when you basically sign up. It's like in the beginning of the year, you sign up for it, and you pay like a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. And then they take you around the university. They show you all the services. You meet new people. You make all your friends there. And I think for everyone who I've known who's done frosh has spoken really highly about it. They said that it was really good for them and stuff like that.
Okay, that's great.
But the main thing about frosh is that it costs money.
Oh, that is true.
So if you don't have money for frosh, then it's going to be a problem, because, you know, you're already paying tuition, student yeah. fees. You don't want to dole out another, what, $150, $200 for frosh.
Yeah.
So, like, from what students are saying, it seems that students who've gone through frosh mm-hmm. really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but not everyone can partake in frosh.
Yeah.
But I feel like the ones who can't partake in it, there's always the clubs that they can look for on mm-hmm. Carleton's site. It shows you all the different clubs there are, and I feel like once you have that information and hopefully have people that you know in university mm-hmm. who are there with you and you guys sign up together, it'd be a great time from there.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, it's like with clubs mm-hmm. you have to put yourself out there. Yeah. You have to find these clubs, and the good thing about frosh is that it makes you put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Students, from what the data says, students who don't do frosh have experience, or not even just frosh, because it seems here that international students yeah. have their own thing as well.
Yeah, they do.
Where the club takes them around the school and mm-hmm. makes friends with them. Students, one student here who didn't do frosh and who lived on residence and didn't have a roommate says that they were basically in their dorm.
Yeah.
Depressed.
And, yeah.
Which is kind of sad, because it's like, you know, that's who wants to spend their first year of university like that?
Exactly. So I feel like what we've got from this data is that a lot of students are mentioning the importance that mental health has on their university experience. And another thing we should mention is that there is no shame in asking for mental health support.
Exactly.
Support is always necessary.
Which I think Carleton is good at advertising. Mm-hmm. They are pretty good at telling people to come seek help.
Yes.
But they're not really good at telling them how to seek
and
that
where.
Help. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is something that Carleton needs to work on, obviously, and what students here are saying in the data as well, because it's like, you know, there's a, like we said before, there's a difference about being told about services and mm-hmm. where and when to and how to access them. I think we did a pretty good job at detailing the student experience here at Carleton, right? I feel like we basically addressed all the issues that Carleton students have with their studies and seeking support here at Carleton.
Yeah, I feel like we did a really good job touching base. It shows that it will let students know that they're not alone in this thing called university, and they're able to connect with the things that we're saying. So I think we've done good.
Yeah, I think we did a great job. Thank you for listening to us.
Yeah.
This is our first time, so if it wasn't the best, so, bear with us.
Yeah, we're sorry if it was all over the place.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit.
Yeah. But thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next time on
our next episode of
Campus Corner.